And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, Sitka Fellow Rachel Baxter and Sitka Fellows Program Facilitator Ben Saratan. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Hi. Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, welcome to Sitka, Rachel.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about who you are as an artist. You have a background in printmaking, but you don't label yourself a printmaker. How do you describe yourself as an artist?
Definitely mixed media. I tend to follow various curiosities, painting, drawing, printmaking. Started to get into some photography here in Sitka, which has been really wonderful. Site-specific installation work, kind of across the board, whatever seems to make sense in that moment, I try to wholeheartedly pursue.
Well, you just got an MFA in printmaking.
In printmaking, yes.
Right. And before that, you also got a degree in art as well.
Yep, BFA in printmaking from the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York. And then my MFA was from Indiana University.
And then what drew you up here to the Sitka Fellows program?
Many things. I heard about the program through my aunt and uncle, who actually used to live in Sitka back in the 80s. And they still frequently visit and have friends here. So they had heard about this program and told me to look into it. And the more I did, the more perfect it sounded. It sounded like a really amazing opportunity to finally come see this place that I'd heard about and really also have the time to pursue my work in a setting that I think is really inspiring, especially with the things that I enjoy working on.
Can you get a little specific about what you enjoy working on? I'm trying to envision your multimedia art. Can you describe a few of your favorite pieces or ones that maybe were most impactful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. They're typically larger abstract pieces, but they definitely reference nature in various ways, taking textures or color palettes or processes. And they seem to, I enjoy the ones that are kind of larger than life that you kind of have to sit with and measure yourself against. And it kind of rivals that experience that I have in nature, which I'm actually really enjoying being here because I actually get to go out into the world and explore and hike here. And I feel like it really helps motivate me to continue working in different ways. And
it sounds like you were just, when you came here, very open. Mm-hmm. To experiencing Sitka and letting that sort of seep into your art and what you do as an artist?
Yeah, I've got myself out of the studio and into mainly the shoreline over by the Sheldon Jackson campus where we're staying, and started to actually draw right into the landscape, right onto the rocks with charcoal, and jumping into the kayak and going out to all the little islands and trying to work outside of the parameters that I was working beforehand, and really letting this place, letting Sitka emerge in the work that I'm doing, especially in the photographic work. So
you're doing more photography than you had been?
Yeah, based on the work that I'm actually making in the landscape. So it's kind of a two-part deal.
Because the work you're doing in the landscape, it's pretty ephemeral.
It doesn't
stay, at least not in the form you originally created it in.
Yeah, it's temporary. The tide will wash it away, or the rain will kind of start to dissolve it. And being able to be there and capture those moments of change with the camera is really helpful, but it's not necessarily about the end result of the photograph. It's really about being there and experiencing the place and watching these things shift over time.
I think it's really interesting that you've made this connection as an artist between Sitka and just this, you know, experience of art as ephemeral, as changing and shifting, and I just think that's interesting.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
Well, you have a workshop coming up. Can you talk a little bit about that? It sounds very intriguing.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Arts Building, I will be giving an experimental drawing workshop where I'll talk about a lot of different various mediums that artists work in, that I myself work in, show some examples of their work as well as my work. And then we'll focus on one medium in particular, which is called fumage, which is the act of drawing with smoke. And it was utilized a lot by surrealist painters, and we're going to be experimenting with it in my studio. So basically using candlesticks and trapping the soot from the flame into paper and seeing what happens.
Have you used that technique much in your work?
Here and there, yeah. A lot of it starts off very, as I was saying, experimental. Some of it ends up in like finished pieces for sure, alongside other experimental mediums. It's kind of layered in there.
So do people need to bring anything, or this is free?
Yep, it's free. If you have some candlesticks laying around, feel free to bring those, but I should have everybody covered.
And this is all ages, but with a caveat.
Yes. Children should probably be chaperoned for this event.
Well, Ben, tell us how the Sitka Fellows program is going this year, and how much longer do the Fellows have here in Sitka?
Yeah, sure thing. They have about 2 weeks left, just under 2 weeks. We're all leaving town August 31st. And so far, it's been really great. Been really pleased to see everyone kind of bloom into their projects. Rachel's work is, for me, particularly stunning. She's doing great work. And everybody is kind of feeling excited still and really learning new things about what we're doing here and who the people are here and what the city's like.
Do you see the Fellows' experience maybe changing over time, experiences changing as they delve into Sitka a bit more?
Yeah, I think it's actually beneficial to their work that the weather's kind of taken a turn lately, because when we were first here, we were outside all the time, hitting the beach, and now we're, you know, indoors a lot more often.
Getting stuff done.
Exactly.
Which is a common experience in Sitka.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, are these excursions out into the world, are they organized, or are they just sort of spontaneous with the artists and the Fellows program?
I've done my best to organize a few things, but there's a spontaneity here that's really great. Yeah, I mean, I just hopped on somebody's boat to go to Goddard Hot Springs a couple weeks ago, totally unplanned. And I think we've all been having kind of similar experiences. I know Rachel got to go four-wheeling for the first time.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a blast. Ben's been doing a really awesome job facilitating, and everyone seems to kind of really be open to do whatever at any point in time. You just kind of throw an idea out there, and whoever is down to do it does it. So, yeah, a little spontaneity and a lot of herding the cats by Ben. So,
What has it been like for you as an artist to be working at least around other artists?
It's been really amazing, especially working around other people that are doing completely different work than myself, especially being at IU, which was a really wonderful experience, but I was always around printmakers.
Indiana University is where you got your MFA.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And to see them working on their respective projects, and it's actually been overlapping a little bit too. We've been doing a little bit of collaborating, which mm-hmm. has been really awesome. It's really nice to have fresh eyes and kind of fresh thoughts on what I'm doing.
Where do you head from here?
I head to upstate New York, to Albany, where I have my studio that I just moved back to right before I came here. So I'm excited to carry all these experiences with me back there and get to work.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
And any plans for, you know, whether you'll be teaching or doing anything else up there?
Some possibilities on the table. I have some visiting artists lectures coming up that I have to prepare for. And then also I'm looking into teaching potentially some printmaking courses and maybe even an experimental drawing course at the Capital Region District, Capital District Center for the Arts in Troy, New York. So, yeah.
And then if folks find you out there doing what you do.
Come talk to me.
Yeah, come talk to you.
Please.
And if you want to see Rachel's work along with the work of the other Sitka Fellows, Open Studios is happening August 28th at 7 p.m. Everyone's welcome. We're going to be showing off all the things we did this summer and presenting our work and generally hanging out. Everybody should come to that.
So Open Studios on the 28th, and where will that be?
The Yaw Arts Building.
And that is where your workshop's going to be tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Drawing with Smoke. Great. Excellent. If any folks like to learn more about this, can they contact you, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll also be an article running in the Sentinel this afternoon that'll have more info.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've been speaking with Sitka Fellow Rachel Baxter and Program Facilitator Ben Saratan.